A black college student sued Barney's last week. He was stopped by undercover police after buying a $350 belt at the department store. And that brought back memories for freelance writer Johnny Roberts.
You know, it was a bit of a nightmare for me, really, because I'd almost suppressed that memory. It was an ugly time for me.
The memory Johnny Roberts almost suppressed was his own detention at Barney's back in 1990. He was shopping with the winnings from a journalism prize.
Just inside the door, I heard this voice, "Come with me." And I kept walking because I didn't think it was addressed to me. I didn't pay much attention. And again, "Come with me." I was baffled and asked, "For what? You stole a tie." "Well, no, I didn't."
Now, Barney's this week called that kind of treatment unacceptable. But the latest news is only the beginning of this conversation. Upscale retailers are involved in an intricate relationship with the changing country around them.
Barney's, accused of hostility to black shoppers, also has a marketing agreement with the rapper Jay-Z, which has caused him some embarrassment. Like many artists, Jay-Z fills his music with references to expensive brands, like Tom Ford fashions. International, bring back the
Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Rap has long celebrated Gucci, Bentley, Cristal, and hip-hop artists started endorsing such products decades ago, a trend that Johnny Roberts has followed as a journalist.
It was authentic. These artists weren't being paid initially. They were wearing and consuming these brands because they loved them. They aspired to them. So they were consuming these things naturally, which made it real. Flash forward maybe a decade later, mid-90s, the era of bling in rap. Mm-hmm. So you had Courvoisier, cognac brand. Pass the Courvoisier was the name of the song by the artist Busta Rhymes. Basically, the lyrics were, "Pass the Courvoisier."
Pass the Courvoisier. Everybody singing now. Pass the Courvoisier.
For 5 minutes or so, and it blew up. It absolutely blew up, that brand.
They could not have paid for that kind of commercial time.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, the audience started to take its style cues from these artists, so they could really have an impact on a category of product.
We're talking with journalist Johnny Roberts, and I want to bring another voice into our conversation. NPR's Gene Demby is in our studios. He writes for the blog Code Switch, which has its finger on the pulse of cultural issues. And Gene, help us understand something here. How was it that Jay-Z ended up being drawn into this Barney's dispute?
So if you want to look at the way both hip-hop and wealth have evolved over the last decade plus, you would look at Jay-Z's career, right? He started off rhyming about Lexuses and Benzes, and now he would never be caught dead in these entry-level luxury vehicles. To Johnny's point.
It's only a five-figure car. You're
right.
Gonna have a six-figure car.
Right, and so this is his sandbox now. He was rich 15 years ago. Now he's super rich. And so this is the logical next step for his brand association.
He's connected with Barney's help.
Next month, Jay-Z has a holiday line that will be unveiled at Barney's, which among the items for sale are a $34,000 watch, which I'm sure you'd love, Steve.
Oh, sure. Drop by and check it out.
Those super expensive luxe items are part of Jay-Z's brand now.
So how has he come under pressure then after this incident?
So initially on sites like allhiphop.com and bossup.com, the conversation was about why he hadn't said anything about these incidents of alleged racial profiling.
It's almost as if the people are suggesting it's his company that was doing it.
Right. In the last few days, it seems that he's become the focus of this story. His response was seen by many as very defensive. He said that he wanted the facts to come out, and he wanted to let the story play out before he made any judgments. This is very different than the way he responded to the incident with Cristal.
What was wrong with Cristal?
So Cristal is a super expensive champagne line, and it was thoroughly embraced by the hip-hop community because of the price point. And Cristal thought that the negative associations with hip-hop were a bad thing for it. And a spokesman for the brand made an offhand comment about those negative associations with hip-hop. That prompted Jay-Z and a bunch of hip-hop artists to actively insult Cristal, but Jay-Z actually went so far as to buy his own vodka company in order to divest himself from it.
"I'll show you," he was basically saying.
Absolutely, and he had the money and the cachet and the clout to do so.
Johnny Roberts, what does this make you think about?
I think this is a exquisite cautionary tale of what happens, too, when you add together these brands.
Just to be clear, you're talking about Jay-Z as a brand when you say brands.
Jay-Z as a brand. Jay-Z talks about himself as a brand. I mean, that's clearly a product of hip-hop, this notion of the personal brand.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
The cautionary tale, though, is that you can end up, as in this case, having one of the brands, quote, sully the other brand.
Gene Demby.
Right. There's an irony here in that the rapper is being sullied by the super high-end luxury retailer.
Yeah.
But one of the conversations that's been happening on social media in the last few days is people have kind of been skeptical about the way the story's been covered because suddenly Jay-Z is the face of this controversy. This black rapper is suddenly the face of racial profiling in these two incidents and not, you know, the NYPD or Barney's.
As weird as this all is, gentlemen, is it good that people are being forced together in different and unusual ways, even if it's awkward, embarrassing, or even horrifying sometimes?
Well, I certainly think it's good that the retailing world has to realize that the world is changing. So someone who might not have walked through the doors of your store, you know, 50 years ago, or in my case, 20 years ago, that world is gone now.
If you're under the age of 35, say, hip-hop has been the dominant musical idiom for your life. And part of that
Whatever race you are.
And part of that is that it has democratized this idea of a certain kind of aspiration, a certain kind of wealth. And so there are all kinds of people who want these things. And what we're saying is that these associations are not simple ones. I mean, there are people like the kid who wanted this $350 belt who want these things because they've been name-checked and they're everywhere. And the retailers and these brands want the cachet of being name-checked everywhere by influential artists. Jay-Z in particular is in a very awkward position because he is both trying to be part of the proletariat, as it were, even if he is part of the 1% of the 1%.
Hmm. NPR's Gene Demby of our Code Switch blog. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Steve.
We also talked with Johnny Roberts, freelance journalist. Thanks for dropping by.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
And you heard them on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.